You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is the Classic Business Wealth and Investment feature.
Loss aversion is a rather powerful concept in behavioral finance, in fact, in human behavior altogether. Simply put, investors are believed to feel the pain of loss twice as strongly as the pleasure of gain. So when markets drop, the theory goes that investors are very quick to pull out and crystallize losses. And if you look at the ASISA, that's the Association of Savings and Investments Analysis, industry flows really reinforce this. ASISA data for the periods around the last two bear markets from 2002 and 2008 revealed that in the final stages of the bull market, investors were pouring money into equity funds in the year following the market collapse. They were withdrawing money from equity funds and investing the proceeds into money market and income, which are lower risk and lower reward funds, but also at a time when after a market crash, you really would think that there's a lot of value to be had in equities. Now, Coronation Head of Personal Investments, Peter Kukumur, is on the line, and it's only natural, Peter, that investors would be drawn to the comfort of cash during such uncertain times. But timing is everything in this instance. And I know I always say it's time in the market and not timing the market, but this time it's different.
Hi, Michael. It's I agree with everything that you said in the intro, and what we are seeing through the virus crisis to date is on the margin similar investor behaviour with further de-risking. So in the quarter end of March, roughly 50 billion rand worth of assets were drawn from longer term unit trust funds, and a lot of that ended up in cash. More so in the income funds. The one thing that is different this time, is that cash and a managed income portfolio with slightly longer duration, a bit more bonds, are definitely not the same. What we've seen is effectively a collapse in the expected returns from cash. There's like 2.25% worth of policy rate cuts so far this year, so you're the current yield you can expect for the next year from the money market or a cash portfolio is about 4.5% after that. It's quite probable that we're going to see another interest rate cut from the Reserve Bank tomorrow, maybe 2 basis points or something like that. So that could take cash yields over the next year down to something like 4. At the same time, longer dated, slightly more risky yielding assets have seen yields up and hold up quite well, given concerns about the crisis.
So at 4, I mean, you effectively, that's a real return of nothing. I mean, the inflation rate's around 4% as well. So with your money in cash, you really are not going anywhere. So it might feel like cash is king during a time like this, but you could be, you could certainly find more value in something like a retail savings bond if you were entirely risk averse and looking for a place to park your money at this stage. But I just want to understand the purpose of cash in a portfolio. And I think many people perhaps who had cash pre the crash were doing it right and then deploying that cash to go out and bargain hunt during the carnage while there was blood on the street, so to speak. How do you approach cash in a portfolio?
And so it has multiple purposes. So obviously from a private investor's point of view, there are often unforeseen events that require access to money that you may have thought you're able to invest for the long term. So some kind of the luxury of an emergency fund or some kind of emergency fund is a very good idea. And it may make sense to have cash. I mean, you may have near-term obligations or goals where you don't want to take the market risk that we know time diversification helps a lot to diversify. And if you're more active in this, there's quite clearly there's an old market saying that it's always useful to be the guy with dry powder at the point of crisis. So to have funds available to make use of good opportunities that are presented fast, which is also a very good idea.
So if not cash, then what would you be looking at this stage? I mentioned retail savings bonds earlier. I think bonds across the board are looking very attractive.
That is correct. I mean, I see Treasury is still offering 6.75% today on a retail savings bond. So I think for the next year, that is reasonably attractive. In a managed income unit trust that aims to give you a bit more than cash by taking a bit more risk, you can still get a yield of around 7.5%. That's a full fee, so I mean, that's also significantly better than cash yields. If you look at government bonds, the 10-year South African government bond yield at the moment is yielding around 9.25%, so more than double the cash rate. The only issue there is that you do need to take into account that you are taking some capital risk, which clearly is not the case in cash. But that risk-reward trade-off is very attractive at the moment, just given the significant yield differential. So the government bond yield can move from the current 9 and a bit to something around the 11% mark before you break even with cash. And just context on that, you know, that is not dissimilar to the size of the moves that we've seen at the worst point of the market crisis in March. So I think we'll have to go terribly wrong before that can happen. But obviously, more things can happen than you expect, so there is some risk.
Absolutely, there is some risk, and I think you've articulated that quite nicely. It does look like the odds are in the investors' favour in that particular market at this stage. Peter Kukumur, Head of Personal Investments at Coronation, on the ins and outs of cash and why cash is increasingly trash in an environment where we're expecting to see yet another repo rate cut. We've already had 225 bips. The market consensus is for another 50 bips tomorrow, and increasingly cash is unattractive against that backdrop.